Joining us is Matt Light, offensive lineman for the Patriots. Matt, Mike, and Joe, happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, man. I hope you guys had a great Christmas day and enjoyed all the festivities.
Well, and I saw you guys had practice off yesterday, so I think we shoot it back at you. Hope you had a good Christmas day as well.
I really enjoyed it. Got to spend a lot of time with the family, made a lot of phone calls back home to see how they were doing, and just really enjoyed, spending that time together.
Matt, what does the left tackle that already has everything get for Christmas? What does a guy like that have under the tree?
I don't know if you guys have tried this before or not, but I tried the whole tactic of telling my wife, "Hey, honey, let's not get each other a gift."
Oh, that doesn't work. Come on.
It didn't work. And you're right. It's hard to get gifts, especially during the season for us. So I always try that technique. But for me, man, just being around the kids and watching them open up the presents, that's the greatest gift you can have. It's incredible to watch their faces and see their excitement, man. You kind of feel like a little guy all over again.
What were the kids into this year? What kinds of stuff were they ripping open?
Oh, they had a little bit of everything. My daughter's big into art supplies. She loves all that stuff, and she got she got one of those little tiny iPods, so she's been wanting that for a while. And then the boys, they tore up these things called GeoTracks. It's where you can combine all kind of stuff, make train sets and airplanes and all kind of stuff. So they had a good day.
All right, so you've cleaned up the wrapping paper. You're back to practice here today. Talk about this Buffalo Bills team, a team you beat earlier this year, but a team that late in the year, they just fell short beating the Jets here, Matt. They went on the road and beat Denver, tough place to win. It's week 17, a must-win for you guys, a pretty good divisional opponent, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they're really good. I think it comes down to, they're really good at all the fundamental things. They're a very tough defense, and their defense is really relentless style of play. And I think that, they're really well coached. I think they have a great organization over there, and I think they have a lot of players that really fit that system. And for us, you never look at a team like that and think that, it's going to be over early. This is going to be one of those games that's going to come down to the end. We're playing in their place. They've got a lot of momentum, especially after last week. And, they have a lot of guys in that, in their locker room that, they're going to go out there and fight tooth and nail to the very end. So, they're physical up front, and they get their their linebackers can fly around and make a lot of plays. And in the secondary, they like to, mix it up. So, it's going to be a big test for us going out there.
What's it like playing football in Buffalo in late December? Can you paint a picture for everybody out there of what it's like for you as far as the conditions go?
Well, it's a pretty desolate area. We stay downtown, a lot of times, and you go in there, and it's just like, there's four people you might see in all of downtown Buffalo, and then you need to take that kind of awkward drive out to the middle of nowhere in some neighborhood, and there's the stadium, and it's, they always have a great crowd. They got great fans out there, and, really support them, and you'll see, you'll see a wagon hitched up with a whole bunch of Clydesdales pulling it around. people firing things up in the parking lot, getting after it. And, it's a lively stadium, but it's pretty desolate around there. It's not a place you want to go vacation.
So I noticed that you mentioned nothing about the cold, though. Does that just not faze you as an offensive lineman? Are you gonna be out there showing the pythons off without sleeves and stuff like that, or what happens?
Yeah, I'll have the garter snake out in full force, and it's not the cold so much. Look, it does get really nasty out there at times, and I think that you always have to prepare for those type of elements. But we're used to playing in those kind of games, and we've had quite a string here of nasty weather. So I don't think really the temperature or any of that stuff will be a big factor. It's always something you have to consider. It's always things you have to deal with. But really, it'll come down to how well we line up and play against them, one-on-one and all the matchups that we have. And, we had to win those, and we had to play good, good fundamental offense and defense to beat this team, because they're talented at a lot of different levels.
Matt, if you win and you take care of business in Buffalo on Sunday, you'll end the regular season with 11 wins. And as you know, there are some other things that have to happen to make the tournament for this Patriots team. Have you thought about, just that scenario, that if you get 11 wins and you still might not play in the playoffs this year?
Well, that's obviously the possibility, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. I feel really, fortunate to, been a part of this season and what we've been able to accomplish and the guys that, I've shared these experiences with. And it's never easy to, be in a position like we're in now, you know, where, you know, really the only thing we can do is win this weekend. And that's the only thing we can do. And if we take care of business, we'll see how it all unfolds. And, you know, hopefully we do get a shot to go on and, you know, continue into this postseason, because I think we have a heck of a team. I think we've got a lot of guys that, you know, are up for the challenge. And, you know, it'd be a lot of fun to continue to, you know, play here and see how this thing all goes, because it's going to be an interesting run. And I just hope we're in a position to do so.
Well, by winning Sunday, Matt, you put yourselves in that position. Have you thought about, you know, how you keep track of what happens after that game? Your divisional rivals, Jets and Dolphins, play a big one that could affect what happens to your team, as do the Ravens and Jacksonville. If you do win, you're fortunate to end up with 11 wins. As a player, do you immediately start to try to find out and follow those 4 o'clock games to see what happens for your team?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us will be watching these games, you know. I mean, I think it's all, you know, up to the individual. You know, I think I'll watch it. I think, you know, we'll probably get together and, you know, check out these games. I mean, there's just so much, you know, that you really, you want to keep playing, you know. I mean, there's just so much of you that just says, you know, please give us a shot, you know. But we got, you know, like I said, we're going to be on a plane probably coming back and won't be able to keep up with a whole bunch of it. But, you know, the bottom line is win Sunday, let it all unfold, and we'll see where we go from there.
Now, watching is one thing, but I assume there'll be TVs on the plane when you're coming back or whatever, so you can catch some of it. But are you actively rooting for Brett Favre, for Eric Mangini, the entire Jets organization in a game like that?
No comment, my friend. No comment.
That's a smart move, Matt. You've learned well.
He's rooting for his team to make the playoffs. Matt, before we let you go here, you talked about this Buffalo defense, and obviously Aaron Schobel, who's been a great player for them up front, has been banged up due to injuries. As you're preparing to protect Matt Castle and your offense on Sunday, who are some of the guys that jump off the tape at you in the film, and you already faced them once this year, guys that you know you're going to have to account for in that Buffalo defense?
Well, I mean, I think all of them. I think they all play within that system really well, you know, whether it's the, you know, their blitz package or, you know, what they do up front. I mean, you know, they got Denny and Kelsey on the outside, and they mix a couple other guys in there as well. You know, and then inside they got, you know, the big guys inside that create some real problems. But, you know, I think up front those guys work well together. They run a lot of games really effectively. Their blitz package, you know, they like to, you know, they like to get after. They like to come after you up the middle. They like to get you off the edge. So, I mean, they all play really well. I think, you know, their linebackers are guys that are very active. They can get downhill on you pretty quick. And, within that blitz package, they're very good. They're very you know, adept at getting off blocks or, you know, making guys miss. So, you know, I think when you watch a team like Buffalo, you just see a lot of guys that play really well together.
Yeah, you alluded to this a little bit, but just you know, win, lose, or draw, no matter what happens on Sunday, whether you finish 11-5 and don't make it or you know, you get in. Just talk a little bit about the pride that you have for this team playing through all the injuries, just from the very first moments of the first quarter with Brady going down, throughout the season, and some of the players you've seen step up, from some of the rookies to a guy like Junior Seau, who leaves the surf and the sand of San Diego for the snow globe of New England here for the last few weeks of the season. Just from beginning to end, what you kind of experienced this season so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it all. I mean, really, I mean, we think about a lot of this stuff, you know, every now and then. I mean, it's hard to do it when you're actually in the season and going through all this stuff, but really, you know, this is one of my most enjoyable seasons. You know, we've had, you know, so many ups and downs, but there's been so many guys that have stepped to the plate and really gone out there and delivered week to week, and it's just been a lot of fun, you know. I mean, even through all the adversity and everything else, which you come to expect, you know, from year to year playing in this league, and you know, just really proud of the effort the guys put into it, and how, you know, just how our coaches and, you know, even all the way up to our ownership and everybody else, you know, rallies behind, you know, the guys that are out there, and it just makes it a great place to play.
Well, Matt, as you said, take care of business in Buffalo, and then no comment on rooting for the Jets, but I think a lot of Patriot fans, though, Matt, are going to, for the first time in their lives, have to root for that gangrene to, you know, get their team to the tournament on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, guys, you guys have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Matt Light joining us here, a Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI.
Was the no comment for just Mangini or the Jets?